2020 marked the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which guaranteed and protected women's constitutional right to vote, at least white women. The suffrage centennial may have been overshadowed by the COVID-19 pandemic, but now there's a documentary exploring the long quest for women's political equality and the possibilities for the future. It's called Women and the Vote. It premieres tonight at 9 on WXXI-TV. Here to tell us more about it is the filmmaker, Linda Maroney. Linda, thank you so much for coming in. It's good to see you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Your film takes us to cemeteries across New York State on Election Day 2020, where voters are gathering at the graves of suffrage leaders. And, of course, here in Rochester, we know Susan B. Anthony is buried at Mount Hope Cemetery. But how many suffragists lie in rest around the state?
Hundreds. You know, New York has a really, really rich, deep, and varied history in the movement. So much of the work was done here that changed things. And some people did the work here and they aren't buried here, but many, many, many are. We found, I believe it was over 300 when we built the website in probably about half of that of cemeteries. And we're still actually getting information all the time. There's a form on our website where people are still adding suffragists that they're learning about, whether it's in their community or whether in their families. And we would define suffrage in a very broad way. So it doesn't just end at the 19th Amendment, as you mentioned in the open there, but that the fight for political equality continued well past the 19th Amendment.
Your earlier documentary, Election Day 2016, captured the more than 10,000 people who poured into Mount Hope Cemetery on that day when a lot of people thought the United States was going to be electing its first female president. How would you compare the mood on that day with the mood 4 years later on Election Day 2020 at Miss Anthony's gravesite?
Yeah, it was pretty much polar opposite. You know, in 2016, the weather was gorgeous. The sun was shining down. The colors of Mount Hope were, you know, bright and spectacular. People were celebrating like it was a party. There was musicians and families and people were gathering. They, as you may remember, they waited some over 2 hours in a line, some of those in the rain at night, and everyone was happy about it. And quite frankly, I had never experienced anything like that before. People waiting in line and happy about that. It was pretty incredible. Then came 2020, and the mood was much more somber that we experienced in all of the five cemeteries that we covered in New York State. People were hesitant. They were, you know, cautiously optimistic, but, you know, set the bar a bit lower than they did in 2016. They were nervous, but they, you know, New Yorkers are willing to talk. And that's one thing I love about New Yorkers. They're not shy about their opinions. So they shared as well, but the mood was far, far different.
Well, let's hear a couple of those people at Mount Hope Cemetery. These are young mothers who were there with their families.
There are a lot of worries in the world, and moments like this just bring them all to the surface. And I'm grateful, and I'm also very nervous today.
It's a historic moment. I mean, we might get our first woman, African-American woman, at the same time as vice president, and it's a big deal. And I think that Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass would be just really proud that their work had led to this moment today.
You know, since Election Day 2020, so much has happened with a pandemic. It seems like a long time ago. This reminds me of the tension of that day, I think, for a lot of voters.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the 2016 and this film, it's very much focused on that day when we don't have the results and know what's going to happen. You know, in this film, we kind of, I don't want to ruin the ending, but we kind of let people know, obviously they know what had happened. But there's a lot of tension. I mean, I think it's a really pivotal time, because it provides us opportunity for people to talk about, you know, things in their lives, but also really engage in civic conversations that don't happen when we meet each other at Wegmans or school functions or, you know, out at a restaurant per se. So it really provides us opportunity to engage on a different level.
A lot, of course, has changed in society and in women's lives in the last century. Within our lifetime, or maybe mine, you're younger than me, women were not legally able to open a bank account under their own name or buy property without someone co-signing. When it comes to their political voice and power, where do the women you spoke to think they stand right now?
Most of them that we spoke to around the state are optimistic, but they feel like progress has been made, but there's still a long way to go. Obviously, there's a wage gap. Obviously, we're definitely more critical of women in that whole political office than men. You know, we judge what they look like, not just what their policies are. It's a different bar. So I think there's a long way to go. And that comes across in the film that strides have been made, but there's more work to do.
The film is premiering tonight at 9 o'clock on WXXI TV. It's called Women and the Vote. And I've been speaking to the filmmaker, Linda Maroney. Linda, where is your website? Give us the address, because I know there's a lot more on this Women and the Vote project there for people to see.
Absolutely. It is Women and the Vote, NYS.com. And you can look at a map and find a suffragist buried in your community all over the state and find out more information and also more information on them and also education on policy issues and how to connect within your community.
Lovely to see you. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. It was great to be here. Thank you.